She sounds really happy.
Yes, I thought that.
Things are obviously going well with her and Marshall.
If they're going away together for Christmas, yeah.
The Maldives. Oh, how romantic.
I expect you're disappointed she won't be coming home, though, aren't you?
Of course. But it means she's found somebody she can be happy with at last.
She has had a bit of a bumpy love life.
Not everyone can be as lucky as you are, darling.
Took me long enough.
I do wish I could meet him, that's all.
Well, Debbie invited you over, didn't she?
Yes, she mentioned it again.
I thought she might.
Well, I'd love to go, of course I would, but at the moment, with things the way they are with Mum...
I'm sure you'll sort all that out. In a couple of weeks, everything could be very different.
Wish I was so sure.
But Lillian and Tony are coming round, aren't they, with their help?
Yes, and I just hope Tony doesn't start moaning about how busy he is.
Oh, Mum, I don't think that's fair. He'll rally round.
If only Mum hadn't sacked Maria in the first place.
Mm, yeah, she's seeing things in a different light now.
It'd be so good if we could get her back again. Maria, I mean. But the chances of her being available are very slim.
It's worth a try, surely.
Well, of course it is. But in the meantime, it's down to us. So there's no way I can go and see Debbie.
Penny Forum.
What? Oh, hi, Neil.
You look lost in thought. Oh, I didn't mean to disturb you. Could I get you a drink?
No, I'm fine with this, thanks. No, sit down. I could do with distracting.
Oh dear. Do you want to talk about it, or...
You might sympathise with me, I suppose.
Ah, well, go on then. What's happened?
I had to let Gary go.
Oh, Lord. What did he do this time? He never let the pigs out again.
He didn't notice one of the feeders was blocked.
Oh, well, I bet the pigs did.
Oh, yeah. Fighting in minutes. Jazza was furious. I'd have been too. It was the last straw, really.
Mm. Well, he'd never have made a pig, man. Just didn't have the feel for it.
He hadn't had that much experience. I mean, I might have given him another chance, but, well, Jazza wasn't having any of it. Not once his precious pig started getting hurt.
He's got a real feeling for the pigs. Who'd have thought it, eh?
And, of course, Brian was on his side.
Oh, Brian and Jazza ganging up on you. That must have been fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But Brian doesn't like inefficiency, does he?
That's all very well, but it's not them who've got to take up the slack, is it?
No. I suppose you're back in the frame until you can find someone else.
Yeah. And how am I going to do that? It was hard enough finding Gary.
What, we're getting more involved at Bridge Farm.
Yeah. I can't even get to the abattoir, and I need to, urgently.
Oh, right.
It's the first couple we've taken onto Bacon Way, you know, for the new dry cure bacon.
Oh. So you want to get on with it?
Oh, exactly. The butcher's all lined up. I've got Brian breathing down my neck.
I bet.
But unless I can be in two places at once, or possibly three tomorrow...
Can't your dad give you a couple of hours?
No, it's not that. It's Gran.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's finding it hard to cope with Jack at the moment.
Well, I'm not surprised. She's not long out of hospital.
So Jennifer's got this three-line whip out. We've all got to muck in. Dad's gone over to Home Farm this afternoon for a summit meeting.
Well, it's good to have your family to help at times like this.
I want to help. Of course I do. Gran's supported me so much. I'd like to give her something back.
Oh, that's natural.
Well, unless they want someone to do a night shift.
I don't think I'd suggest that if I was you.
No, maybe I'd better not.
Ah, I hope this isn't going to take long. I've got a mountain of paperwork to catch up on.
Oh, surely you can spare a couple of hours for your own mother.
A couple of hours?
It won't take that long, Mum. You've got it all organised.
It wouldn't matter if it did. The least we can do is be there for Mum when she needs us.
Good. Now, if you'd all like to take one of these...
What's this?
Well, it's rotas for the week. And I've divided the days into different sections, and we can say when we'd be free to help and fill them in.
Isn't this a bit formal, darling? I mean, can't we all just muck in?
Isn't that what we thought we were doing before?
Adam's right. We tried that and it didn't work.
Yeah, but we don't want to be there every minute of the day. Poor Mum will need a little time to herself.
Well, I disagree.
It's just not practical. We're all busy people.
It's only the the critical times Mum needs us for.
But this is Mum's way of identifying them.
They are all potentially critical.
Well, but don't you think that this is a bit over the top?
Yeah, well, of course it is.
But after all, even Maria was only supposed to come in 3 times a week.
Oh, that was a different situation. What Mum needs now
professional is... help.
We all agree on that.
If Maria can come back... Well, at least Mum's prepared to think about that now.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make her available.
Have you even tried?
We're going to phone her tomorrow. Oh.
But we have to face fact. It's highly unlikely she'll be free.
And I'm not disputing it's going to take us time to find someone.
Well, until we do, I'm determined that Mum's not going to go without help again. Not if I have to do it all myself.
Jenny, there's no need for that. Let's just make a list of the times that Mum needs help.
That's exactly what this is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, how about starting with a list of times we can't do?
Thank you, Tony. Positive as ever.
No, I'm just being realistic.
That's exactly the idea of rotas.
Yes, this way you can do it at the times that are most convenient to you.
Yeah, but I still think...
So, Tony, what can I put you down for? You can have first pick.
I can't do milking times.
I wasn't going to ask you to.
The idea is you tell Mum what you can do.
Oh, frankly, when I can is limited. You know how things are.
Here we go.
Oh, no, come on. I've got the leeks to do, plus the cabbages and the swedes.
We do know that,
Tony. Not to mention the salads and the peppers.
You're not harvesting them after dark.
No, I've got the milking then.
Thought you had Tom doing that sometimes.
Well, only a couple of times a week. Now he's short of a pig man.
There you are, then. You could do afternoons from 4 on those days and from 5 on the others.
Well, if Mum needs him, then. I mean, there's no point in him being there if there's nothing for him to do.
Thank you, Lillian.
If you're going to be obstructive, though...
I'm not. I just think that we should concentrate on what Mum actually needs.
But she doesn't know, does she? That's what last week proved. She doesn't know when Jack's going to get difficult or she's going to get tired or...
Tell you what, Mum. Suppose there were times when no one actually went in, but Gran knew someone was on call if she needed them.
That's an excellent idea, Adam.
I don't want to leave Mum on her own.
Well, she might like to be on her own. And you might need to save your energies for the time she actually does need you there.
It's the mornings I'm worried about. Maybe Brian could take Rory to school.
I suppose... I can break the habit of a lifetime and get up and cover for you if there's a problem.
Yes.
Now, what else? I suppose bedtime might be tricky, although I guess Mum really would like to do that herself.
She'd like to do it all. Whether she's capable of doing it's another matter.
You've got to leave her something.
Yeah. You know how proud she is.
Well,
and then she'll be really well rested if we're coping with everything else.
That's true. We could use the on-call system for bedtimes, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, of course we could.
Right, so that's sorted.
I still
now,
think
what
we
else?
Need...
Get course, the washing.
Oh, good point.
The washing?
Don't worry, Tony. Nobody's expecting you to do that.
So Sabrina left her purse in the shop and Susan took it round to her.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Oh, no. She's always glad of an excuse to get over Sabrina's doorstep, see what she's bought this week.
Yeah.
Well, this time it was her new Christmas decorations she was showing off. All purple and silver this year, apparently.
No, really? Oh, well, I must tell Mum. We've had red and green since 1981.
Oh, no, that won't do. Anyway, it reminded Susan how beautiful Sabrina's decorations were last year.
Well, hold on. She remembered someone's decorations from a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Did she take her purse back then too?
No. She happened to see the tree through the window when passing.
So, surprise me. What were the colours last year?
Hot pink and gold, apparently.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
Well, Susan was mortified. Ruined her Christmas. She'd gone for blue and silver.
Oh, right.
Anyway, now Susan knows the pink and gold ones are staying in the box this year. Well, she did think of offering some teas for them. Only we haven't got that many now my garden produce has dried up.
Oh, Christmas, eh? I can't bear to think about it.
Well, don't you reckon you'll sell much this year? I should have thought you'd have done well with your sausages and pork the way things are.
I expect we shall, so I'll be even busier. So unless God gives me an extra 12 hours in my day...
You don't have to call on the Almighty. I can give you a hand tomorrow.
Could you really?
Yeah. Yeah, if we do the pigs together first thing, then you can get off to the abattoir, can't you?
Oh, Neil, that would be great. But are you sure? I wasn't dropping hints.
No, you're all right. I haven't got much on tomorrow. And it means I'm doing a bit for your grand, too.
So, I think that's everything covered.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be going.
Oh, while you're here, maybe we could have a quick word about Christmas.
Talk to Pat. I never know what we're doing. Well, bye.
Bye.
Hang on, I'll come with you.
Why?
For the pleasure of your company. No, I just want to see what Brian's up to.
Oh, fine. Let's take him a rota.
That was an experience. I haven't felt this timetable since I was at school.
Mum certainly got the bit between her teeth.
I suppose she still feels guilty.
I'm afraid so.
I understand that, of course, but I wonder if it's blinding her to what Mum actually wants.
You think it's too much?
Oh, just a bit, don't you?
Yes. But it's difficult to get through to her.
I noticed.
I mean, Debbie's asked her to go over to Hungary to meet Marshall.
Really?
Mm.
Well, that would kill two birds with one stone.
She won't go.
But she's been so keen to find out what this Marshall's like.
She says she can't leave Gran.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. I mean, Debbie's not expecting her tomorrow, is she?
No, I think end of November's a good time for her.
But we'd have professional help by then. And even if we haven't...
Yeah, she really could do with a break. Looking after Rory's not a picnic, sweet though he is.
And they took him on their last so-called holiday, didn't they?
Yeah. If she's not careful, we're going to be looking after her as well as Gran.
So unnecessary. I mean, the way Jenny's carrying on, Mum's going to need a break too from her.
Well, I couldn't convince her. She wouldn't even let me try.
Don't worry, darling. Leave it to me.
Caroline, how nice to see you.
Welcome back, Linda.
I wasn't sure if you'd be here. How are you managing with your arm still in a sling?
Oh, not too badly. It's amazing how many things you can do with one hand.
I take your word for it.
Seems to me it's you who shouldn't be back.
It sounds worse than it is.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Sounds terrible.
No, honestly, I'm fine. I was bored, frankly, and I felt so bad about leaving Roy to cope.
He did have cover.
Yes, but you know the problems they've been having with Abby sleeping.
Oh, I'm surprised anyone gets any sleep up there, with the building and everything.
Well, I've just seen Roy and got an update. They're doing the brickwork up to roof level, he says. And the good news is that Abby slept through the night all weekend.
Oh, hurrah!
I know, it's such a relief for them.
Yeah.
And Hayley's taking Phoebe and the baby over to Lower Loxley next Sunday to make Christmas cakes with Elizabeth and her too. Isn't it sweet?
Lovely.
Hayley wants to make one to take to her parents when they go for Christmas.
Yes, Roy said they'd be in Birmingham again this year. I suppose with the building work it makes sense.
They'll be making Christmas puddings too, of course. It'll be stir-up Sunday.
Oh, already. Where does the time go?
Oh, well, I've got my work cut out, believe me.
Oh, of course. The pantomime.
Exactly. We haven't even started proper rehearsals yet. We'll never be ready on time. It's a complete nightmare.
I thought Robert was taking them for you.
Yes, he was.
Oh, it was lovely having help getting Jack up. It has been quite a tussle recently.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Someone will be coming in every day to help.
It does make a difference. It's been really wearing me out.
There, I think that's everything. And wearing you out is putting it mildly.
Yes, I know.
Just be honest with us. And then, when you tell us you can manage, we'll believe you.
Maybe towards the end of the week I might be able to do one morning on my own.
No, we'll bear that in mind. I don't know if Jenny will stand for anything that messes up her precious rotas.
Rotas?
Oh, yes, she's got us all timetables.
Oh, good heavens.
But she never seems to timetable any time off for herself.
I know, and it worries me.
Yeah?
Looking after a small child at her age is not easy. And she runs the house and does so much for the village. It's not only me in danger of being exhausted.
You think it'd be a good idea if she took a bit of a break then?
I do, but it's convincing her, isn't it?
Well, Debbie's invited her over, you know.
Really?
Come in.
sorry, Kate.
Jennifer, what are you doing here?
Rory's teacher wanted a word.
You knew I was covering this morning.
Well, I didn't think you'd stay. I told you I would come in every day.
I don't need you to. In fact, you can both go home now. Jack's up. We've had a lovely breakfast.
But Monday, Mum, don't you want to sort the washing?
I thought you'd arrange for the laundry to call tomorrow.
Well, we can get it ready for you.
And if I know you, there'll be a load of stuff you won't trust to the laundry.
Well...
Gotcha!
You go and sit with Jack for a bit. What's he listening to?
Carousel.
Oh.
All right, I'll do as I'm told and go and read the paper with him.
Well done.
But there'll be no need for anyone to hang around tomorrow. After Jack's gone to the day centre, I shall be perfectly fine on my own.
Oh. Stubborn as ever, I see.
Oh, she's coming round. But we mustn't push it. We'll be back to square one.
I know. It's just so... Oh, well, let's get this washing sorted, shall we?
Now, look, there's no rush. Mm. Sit down for a minute. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Well, I think this will be enough straw.
Yeah, should be. Oh, I was telling Mum about Sabrina and her Christmas decorations.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, she had an idea that might solve Susan's problem.
Uh-huh. Well, has she got some spare teas?
It's much better than that. She thinks she could go back to the original idea of the Swap Club.
Oh. How do you mean?
Well, lots of people have probably got perfectly good Christmas decorations they're a bit bored with.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
So, you could just do a big decoration swap. Hmm? Part of the village hall.
Ah, if Linda hasn't got it booked solid for her pantomime rehearsals.
Yeah, the back of the church, then. Hmm? Alan would probably let you have that for free.
Oh, right. That's a nice idea, I'll tell Susan. Otherwise, I can see I'll be shelling out for a new set.
My mum thinks she'd need to do it pretty soon, but she's happy to help.
Oh, great. Well, look, we're nearly done here. Why don't you get the trailer round and I'll finish up?
Right you are. Shan't be long.
Uh-huh. Oh, and don't forget the movement licence.
It's no use, Lillian. I am not doing it.
Not even if Mum would be quite happy for you to go.
Oh, well, I'm sure she would be. That's not the point.
Isn't it? She worries about you, Jenny. She thinks you're wearing yourself out.
Oh, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, well, that's the irony. You're so alike.
Then you'll know you're not going to change my mind.
Not even for Mum's sake.
Well, how would it look? Me swanning off to Hungary, abandoning Mum...
Oh, don't be leaving... so melodramatic. Do you think we couldn't manage for a few days?
Well,
I'm telling you, Jenny, worrying about you is pushing Mum's blood pressure up.
Oh, now who's being melodramatic?
Look, why don't you just agree a date with Debbie? You can always cancel if it looks...
Because I am not going. Oh, hello, Mum. Do you need something?
Jack's just having 40 winks.
Right.
I was thinking we could ring Maria now.
There you go. That's right.
That's the way... Ah, well, thanks, Neil.
That's all right.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really do. I don't know how I'd have managed without you.
Well, lucky I hadn't got much on this morning.
Yeah. I can't interest you in a bit of part-time work, I suppose.
No, thanks. I see enough of my own pigs.
Oh, I don't blame you. Anyway, I'd better be getting on.
Just a sec. I can't help, but I might know someone who can.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit of a long shot.
Anything. You know I'm desperate.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from this chap I know, large-scale producer in Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah?
He'd had a student there for 3 months, wants to go to agricultural college next year.
Oh, right.
Of course, his is an indoor unit, so now she'd like some experience with an outdoor herd.
She?
Yeah, I didn't think that would be a problem.
No, it isn't. If she knows what she's doing and she's prepared to put the hours in, she can be a Martian for all I care.
Well, he said she was a hard worker, very keen. He was hoping I might be able to offer her something, but the way things are, that's just not possible.
So, what kind of job does she want? How long are we talking about?
Well, 2 or 3 months. I know she might not be exactly what you had in mind. She won't have much experience.
Gary was supposed to have experience.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see how she could be worse than him.
At least I can trust her references.
Oh, yeah. Trev thinks a lot of her. So, do you want me to ring him?
Yes, please.
And she might have found a place in the meantime.
The sooner the better, then. Thanks, Neil.
Oh, well, thank you, Maria. That is very helpful. Yes, yes, I will. Bye. Oh, she sends you her love, Mum.
She's a nice woman.
And she asked to be remembered to Jack.
That's a long shot.
He wouldn't remember her. He really liked her, though.
I know he did. But it wasn't very likely she'd be available.
I suppose not.
She could only help us out before, because her regular client was in hospital.
Don't worry, Mum. We'll find someone else.
And if we can't, well, we don't need anyone else to help.
Jenny?
The family can cope for as long as you like.
That's very kind of you, Jennifer. Oh, heavens. Sounds as if Jack's woken up.
Do you want us to go and see?
No, he's always a little confused when he wakes. It had better be me.
But that noise, he might have broken something.
He's just knocked over his footstool. He's always doing it. Don't worry, Jack, I'm coming.
Well, that was a rather reckless thing to say, wasn't it?
What?
That the family could cope without help indefinitely.
You could see how upset she was.
Look, it took her so long to accept that she does need professional help, and now you're undoing all her good work.
Well, I don't see it like that.
Has it occurred to you she might prefer it even?
No, it hasn't. Strangers in her house.
Who she can pay to go away, unlike us.
It's her family she wants.
And she can have us, up to a point. But if you go making promises we can't keep...
Well, I can keep them. It was clear that by professional help what she meant was Maria.
Look, Mum's sensible enough to know it wasn't very likely that we'd get her.
It was still a disappointment. You could see
yes,
that.
But she'll come round. Give her credit for a little common sense. She knows we can't carry on holding the fort.
Yes, and she knows what happened last time when we couldn't.
Jenny, she's forgiven us.
Oh, well, maybe, but I haven't forgiven myself.
Yeah, well, that's not helping Mum. It's clouding your judgment.
I didn't say we wouldn't look for somebody.
No.
I just said she didn't need to worry while we did. And she doesn't. I'll be here for her.
But we all will be.
Here, Lillian. Not in Hungary.
Oh.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I think I'll have another two. I don't like to exceed my daily caffeine allowance. But...
Oh, go on. Live dangerously.
There's nothing more comforting than a nice hot drink.
True. And do you need comforting?
No, no, no. I'm so much better.
Good.
I lost my voice completely last week.
Did you?
It was so frustrating. I should never have given Robert a free rein with the casting.
Oh, I thought you were on the phone to him all the time.
Who told you that?
Oh, Oliver mentioned it. Said he was impressed by how dedicated you were.
Oh, well, I like to think so. Maybe on this occasion it might have been better if I hadn't been quite so conscientious. You see, I could only whisper.
And Robert misinterpreted what you said.
Oh, dear. It isn't really fair to say that. Though some of his casting was inspired. Oliver as the giant.
I think he'll be good.
But some of the choices he made...
You both made?
Oh, I blame myself. Looking at them now, I can only think I must have been delirious.
Oh, as bad as that?
Quite as bad. Robert should have stopped me. That you...
Easier Sorry. Said than done, I should think.
Do excuse me. It's a blessing in disguise that we haven't got half the cast yet. Who knows who he might have chosen?
Half the cast?
Easily. No love interest for Jack, no market trader, no giant's wife. Oh, I suppose you wouldn't...
Linda, you know I'm too busy.
Giant's cook and butler?
Were they important?
Oh, yes. They do the big slapstick scenes. Though I have had an idea about them.
Good.
But it would mean moving someone Robert's cast already.
Do you think that's wise?
Oh, to be frank with you, Caroline, I think it's vital.
It's all right, old fella. Won't be long now.
He's been very good. I'll miss him.
Yeah. He's an amiable enough chap. If a bit of a rebel.
You mean when he walked through the electric fence?
Yeah, and took half the cows with him.
I didn't mean any harm, did you, fella? It's a shame we can't keep you,
Oh, well, he's done what we wanted him to do.
Yep.
We've got a nice bunch of crossbred females, thanks to him.
Oh, good. I haven't missed him, then.
Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Phil.
Morning.
Come to say goodbye.
Well, I saw him come. I thought I'd like to see him go.
He is getting a send-off.
I'm at a bit of a loose end this morning. Jill's gone round to see Piggy.
Anyway, he's a bit special. Brown Swiss is quite a rarity round here.
Oh, how can I have been so stupid? Oh, no.
Peggy!
Oh, Jill.
I did not, but...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are you all right?
I've just done something really stupid. Look.
Oh, dear. Your little cat.
I was doing a bit of dusting.
Peggy!
I don't trust anyone else with my precious things. And Jack's at the day centre, so it seemed like a good time.
You're supposed to be resting.
A bit of light dusting. If I can't even do that. Obviously, I can't.
So what happened?
It was on my bad side. You know I'm still having problems with this eye.
Yes.
I didn't see it. Knocked it to the floor. And its tail broke off.
Oh, dear.
Jack loved that cat. He gave it to me for our anniversary last year.
Yes, I remember.
Especially his tail. Made him look as though he was prancing, he said. Just like Sammy used to.
Now, don't upset yourself.
I know it's silly, but I just feel so useless.
Do you think the lorry's going to be much longer?
Oh, it shouldn't be.
You can wait in the house if you like. I'll make a coffee.
No, it's all right. I don't want to miss it.
Tell you what, listen. You perch yourself there. Drag your weight off your feet.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
That better?
Yes. I know it's feeble, but I just can't stand for as long as I used to.
It's not feeble at all.
Well, frustrating then. Only to be expected, I suppose.
You don't do too badly, Phil.
No, thank goodness. Anyway, that's enough about my ailments. Tell me what your plans are when this fellow goes.
Well, I was just saying, wasn't I, Ruth? We've got a nice bunch of crossbred heifers coming along now.
Yes, they're looking very good.
And now we'd like to try some other crosses.
Well, what were you thinking of?
New Zealand types, probably, and Frisians and Jerseys.
They've got such a good track record on grass over there.
Mm. Oh, the herd's going to look very different in 2 or 3 years' time.
It will. Yeah.
Like my day, all black and whites. And before that, all dairy shorthorns.
Yeah, well, we're looking for the benefits of crossbreeding now. We need cattle that will live a long time and be good grazers.
Hence the Brown Swiss and the New Zealand genetics.
This is for your new paddock system, I take it.
Yeah. Hey, you'll have to come and have a look at them.
Well, I'd like to.
I'll be putting more troughs in this week. I'll give you a call when I'm up there.
Oh, things have to move on.
You should appreciate the advantages of crossbreeding, Phil. All those years you were in pigs.
Yes, that's true.
Hybrid vigour is what you get. The pig industry's been doing it for years. Well, so's beef, come to that.
Is it funny we never thought of it for dairy cows? I don't know why.
It's about time the dairy industry caught up.
Aha! Here he comes.
And you've got another visitor.
Oh, yeah. Morning, everybody.
Morning, Linda.
Morning, Linda. I'm so pleased I found you, David. Have you got time for a quick word?
No, not really, Linda. We're about to get this bull shipped off.
Well, I don't mind waiting. It is rather urgent. I know it's a bit early.
Oh, never mind.
Exactly. A sherry will cheer you up no end.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry to have made such a fuss over nothing.
It's not nothing. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Such a pretty ornament. One you were both fond of. Naturally, you were upset.
Oh, Jill, I should try to keep things in proportion.
Well, that's not always easy. Especially when you're recovering from a major health problem.
I suppose that's true.
Of course it is. Give yourself a break.
Maybe I should.
And don't worry about the little cat. I'm going into Underwoods this afternoon. I'll see if I can find a replacement.
Would you?
Of course, it's no trouble. I was going anyway to start my Christmas shopping.
Oh, thank you.
With a bit of luck, we'll have it back before Jack notices it's gone.
That's really very thoughtful of you.
I know how important these things are.
Yes. Christmas shopping. I suppose that's another thing I shall have to rely on the children for.
They won't mind.
They're doing enough already. Do you know Jennifer's got rotas for them for when they can come round? And someone always on call if I need them, and God forbid there's no one here with me.
She's always been very efficient.
Oh, it's sweet of them, and I do feel loved. Truly I do.
But?
Oh, Jill, I never thought I'd have to rely on my children so much. It just feels wrong, however kindly meant.
Have you had any luck in finding some professional help?
Maria wasn't available.
That's a pity. And you still don't like the idea of a stranger in your house?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it'd be easier. At least if I was paying someone and I told them to go, they'd have to.
Well, you can tell me. If you want some time on your own now...
No, it's lovely to see you. It always is. You understand.
I try.
You do. You realise I might like to be alone sometimes. I wish Jennifer could see that.
Oh, she worries about you. They all do.
I know. They're lovely children. I'm lucky to have them. I shouldn't complain.
Well, you can to me.
Think of all those old people whose children just don't want to know.
It's a bit of a strain having to be grateful all the time, though, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, Jill, it is nice to talk to you.
Well, I'm often available. Now the grandchildren are growing up, so if you want anything, even if it's just company, give me a shout.
I will. Though you do have Phil to think about.
It was our 51st wedding anniversary on Sunday. I think Phil can manage without me for the odd afternoon.
So, you were saying about the pantomime?
Oh, yes. Well, Robert had this idea that the village chorus could all be children.
Oh, yes. Lily and Freddie hope they might get a part.
And I don't mind there being a few actual village children.
Not Ben, though. Not his kind of thing at all.
They can look sweet, and it does encourage their parents to come to rehearsals.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, they can sing some carols. That always goes down.
He's there.
Well, I like it.
But you can't expect them to dance.
Can't you?
Well, no. Look at the Maypole fiasco.
Oh, right. Yes. Actually, I think that might have been what put Ben off.
Robert hadn't considered that at all.
Right, OK, mate, off you go.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, well, it's all under control.
Thanks a lot.
I've been in touch with Angela Probert. Do you know her?
I don't think so.
Runs a dance school in Felpersham. Very professional.
Oh.
Well, fortunately, her girls and boys are available.
Good. Well, it looks as if the bull's on his way.
There's only one problem solved, I'm afraid. There are so many others.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about your dame.
Don't I?
Kenton's very keen. He can't wait to start rehearsals.
Ah, yes. Well, of course, nothing's set in stone. Right. David, can I have a word now?
Thanks again for coming, Jill. You've really perked me up.
My pleasure. I'll drop in tomorrow and tell you how I got on with the cat.
I look forward to seeing you. Thanks for your help.
It's not a problem.
Now, mind how you go down the path. All those leaves fell after the gardener had been, and with all the rain we've had, it's really slippery.
Yes, I'll be careful.
Looks a terrible mess, too.
Go back in the warm and don't look at it.
All right, I will. Bye, then.
Bye.
David's just working out the margins on this year's wheat.
Oh, I don't suppose they were great, were they?
Oh, not really. We were luckier than some. At least we got all ours in.
Yeah.
You seem to be having quite a chat with Linda.
Oh, she was doing most of the talking.
There's a surprise. Which hobby horse is she riding now?
Oh, the pantomime.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Apparently Robert's done it all wrong.
Of course he has.
She's got no cast at all, according to her.
I know, she's desperate to cast Jill.
Jill? Who else? She never said anything to me about it.
No, not our Jill. Jack's Jill. That's what his girlfriend's called.
Oh, I see. Well, I think my Jill's maybe a little old. Lovely, though, she is.
I wouldn't rule her out. Linda must be desperate. She's asked Usha.
What's desperate about that?
The way Usha feels about pantomimes.
Well, didn't she do the props one year?
Well, that was only to get close to Ellen. Linda had got as much chance of her doing it as... I don't know. David.
David? Now that would be original casting.
I'm sorry, Linda, but I don't see how I can.
But you're ideal for the part.
Yeah, but we're really busy coming up to Christmas getting our beef out.
David, David, you are my giant's butler. Please don't disappoint me.
I don't see why it has to be me.
Two halves of a whole. You and the giant's cook, with your natural comic timing. Look how witty you are at parish council meetings.
I usually get the feeling people are laughing at me rather than with me.
Well, you see, how droll.
That wasn't meant to be funny, Linda.
It's the chance of a lifetime, David. Such a perfect pairing.
What, like Mike and Eddie? I mean, they nearly came to blows over who was going to be which end of the cow, didn't they? Well,
Eddie can be whichever end he likes now. I'm recasting Mike.
Really? Who has?
Dame Trot. Much more suitable. I don't know what Rodman was thinking of.
Kenton's not going to like that. He got his outfits picked out and everything.
I'll be offering him a much better part.
Who? Oh! You mean you want Kenton to play the giant's cook?
Yes, of course. Two brothers, perfect.
Oh. Yeah, you've obviously never seen us on stage together.
Yes, I have. The way you compared the fireworks, masterly.
Yeah, there wasn't much to do there.
Oh, don't be so modest, David. You complimented each other so well. Positively telepathic.
Yeah, well, it's useful to be able to read Kenton's mind because he never sticks to the script.
Exactly. The communication between you is electrical.
You're very flattering, Linda, but I honestly don't think it's...
Which is exactly what you need in slapstick.
Slapstick?
Oh, yes. The giant's cook and butler have the great slapstick scenes. Two of them in my production.
What, with the wallpapering and throwing buckets of water about?
Yes, there are several to choose from, but if that's the one you'd like.
Well, that is funny.
Yes, of course it is. And with you two involved, it'll be hilarious. Oh, come on, David, you know you want to.
You really needn't have come, Jennifer.
Well, Tony rang to say he couldn't manage this afternoon.
He rang me too. I was fine about it. You've got your own family to look after.
I'm here now. So, what can I do?
You can sit down. Hovering like that, you're making me nervous.
Well, I could be getting supper ready for you.
No need. I've got a casserole all ready to warm up.
You've made a casserole? Oh, Mum!
Jill made it.
Jill did?
A big one. So I can freeze the rest.
When was she here?
She came round this afternoon. I haven't been lonely.
Oh, well, that was nice of her.
Well, she's my friend. I don't think it was a penance.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
She came yesterday as well.
But you said you didn't want anybody here when Jack was at the day centre.
Well, I didn't know she was coming.
Yesterday? And today as well? I mean, was she worried about you? Was there something
that was... She was running a little errand for me.
What errand?
I stupidly knocked my little crystal cat over and broke his tail off.
Oh, Mum, you were so fond of that little cat.
Oh, it's fine. Jill went to Underwood's yesterday and got me another one, just the same.
But you could have rung me.
She was here. Are you the only person who is allowed to help me, Jennifer?
No, of course not.
Good, because you're doing quite enough. Now you go back to your own family and get their supper on.
Well, Brian's got Rory... Look, there must be something I can do now I'm here.
Jennifer. Actually, there is something you can do.
Oh, good. What's that?
Make us a cup of tea and then sit down with me and we can have a nice chat.
So as far as I'm concerned, the back legs. I've got to be by far the more skilled performer.
Yeah, yeah, and plus, of course, you can't see where you're going.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike would be lost without me.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Oh, you come for the rehearsal?
No, I've come to see Linda. Got a few ideas I want to run past her now she's back in charge.
Yeah, so have we.
And David's on his way.
David? She's not giving him a part, she?
Oh, yes, I told you.
God, no. Well, she must be getting desperate.
Oh, that's brotherly affection for you. You might find those words coming back to haunt you.
Why? Who's he playing?
Well, I think he should tell you that. Be a nice surprise for you.
He's playing Jill. That really would be desperate.
Oh, I don't know. He's got the legs for it.
No, you are going to have fun working together.
Together? Ooh. Oh, so that's a clue, is it?
Yeah, a pretty big one.
Evening, all.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How's the building site?
Yeah, noisy and dusty. Lord knows what it's going to be like when they divide the house in two.
You're not going to stay there when they do that, are you?
Of course I am. I'll be sure they don't do it the wrong way round. Roy and Ailey and the kids will decamp to Lower Locksley, but...
Best place for them by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, I think so. Here I see David parking his car just now. Giving you a hand, Alistair?
No, he's got a port.
Really? Who's he playing?
Well, Alistair knows, but he's not telling us.
Honestly, Kenton, if you haven't guessed by now...
Linda making changes already, thought she might.
Well, if she's going to make changes...
I thought things were too good to last with Robert.
I should have thought you'd have been pleased, Mike.
Mm. Oh, well, I am. Say what you like about Linda. She's not afraid to think outside the box.
Me? What? Why?
Well, you've got what you wanted now.
Has he?
The front legs of the cow? I wouldn't say
no,
that.
No, Dame Trot.
Dame Trot?
No, Alistair... I'm playing Dame Trot.
And not anymore.
What?
Sorry, I assumed Linda would have told you.
She definitely told you I'd be playing Dame Trot.
No, David did, so that Kenton could...
No. There must be some mistake.
If they were going to get rid of you, they should have cast me.
Oh, well, I'm glad they come to their senses at last.
Alistair, you've got to have this wrong. Robert loved what I did with the Dame.
Yeah, but David said Linda had second thoughts.
Thinking outside the box, perhaps.
Yeah, there's a part she feels you're better suited for.
Well, what part?
The Giant's Cook.
The Giant's Cook? She's demoted me from Dame Trot, so I can play the flipping cook.
Better than being the cow.
He doesn't even come on till the second half.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
No, he does the slapstick scenes with the butler.
The butler? I wouldn't mind a crack at that if it's going spare.
Oh, sorry, Eddie. I'm afraid that part's spoken for.
Who by? Oh, no. You're not telling me.
Yep. Linda thought you'd make a wonderful team.
Tom rang just before you came, actually. He was telling me all about this new bacon he's trying out for Brian.
Oh, you did get the pigs off to the abattoir, then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Brian will be pleased.
Tom said he was keen for them to get on with it.
He was worried that having to sack the new pig man might have held things up.
No, he's taken the sides over to Carruthers, is it?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They should be curing them as we speak. He was telling me about the mixture they're going to use.
He is keeping you in the picture.
It sounds delicious. Honey and maple syrup, herbs and spices.
Yes.
Oh, and salt and saltpetre, of course.
You are quite the expert.
Well, I'm interested.
You certainly seem to know more about what's going on with Tom and his pigs than we do.
He hasn't told you about Hannah, then, if Brian's still worried he might be short-staffed.
Hannah? Who's Hannah?
A student Neil's found for him. She might be looking for a temporary job.
Oh, that sounds promising.
Tom thinks so. He hasn't been able to speak to her yet, but he's hoping to before the end of the week.
Fingers crossed, then.
I'm surprised he hasn't mentioned it to Brian.
Oh, maybe he didn't want to in case it didn't work out.
Ah, that must be it.
Or perhaps he just finds you easier to talk to.
That is a possibility.
Brian's certainly never as chatty on the phone as Tom seems to be.
Men used not to be. Young men seem different. Never off their mobiles.
Wish Brian was a bit more like that. Seeing that it's mainly how we communicate with Kate and Debbie.
Yes, have you heard from them lately?
Well, Kate was away at the weekend, but I'm sure she'll ring on Thursday.
Oh, yes, it's Brian's birthday, isn't it?
And I must pin her down about what the children want for Christmas. We'll need to send their presents soon.
Well, let me know what she says. You can get them something from me, too.
Oh, Mum, yes, I will.
And what about Debbie? Did you speak to her?
Oh, yeah. We had a nice chat.
Good. So how is she?
I can't believe you're thinking of doing this.
I can understand you being a little upset at first.
A little upset?
I'm not. I think it's a stroke of genius.
You would say that. I don't think it's fair.
I was hoping to be able to explain this to you rather more privately.
Oh, sorry about that, Linda. I just thought from the way David was talking, Kenton must know.
Where is he anyway? Traitor.
He's talking to Robert about the slapstick.
Yeah, Linda, about that.
If you're going to recast Dame Trot, and I don't say you're wrong...
Oh, thanks very much.
You should hold new auditions.
Why? She knows I'm perfect for the part.
No, that was me.
Or it could be me.
Yeah, look, Linda, if you could just explain where you thought I was going wrong...
You haven't had a chance to go wrong. There've hardly been any rehearsals yet.
And at this rate, there won't be one tonight.
Exactly.
Which is so why I would like to get on with this one,
please.
Oh,
I did want to ask you a few questions before you start.
Fine by me.
No. I want to get to the bottom of
this. Kenton. Mike is just more my idea of Dame Trot.
Of course I am.
It wasn't last week.
Was he? I mean, you were on the phone to Robert the whole time that I was auditioning.
Yes, but I was feverish.
Delirious, more like.
And now I can think straight.
He knows I'm the best man for the job.
According to you.
Look, face it, Kenton. You just ain't got what it takes.
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Eddie! Now, I just felt, Kenton, that your particular comic talents were more suited to...
To what? What, mucking about with my brother?
Oh, I'd happily throw a bucket of water over you. Linda, I need to get back soon. Can I just ask you...
I'm sorry, Kenton, and I'm particularly sorry about the way you found out.
Yeah, me too.
But I want you to be the giant's cook. So if you don't feel you can play that part...
I'll do it.
No, Eddie, you're the cow, whichever end you like.
There, now will you shut up?
That's it, is it? The cook or nothing?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, come on, Kenton. No hard feelings, eh? You know it'll be a laugh, whoever you play.
Of course it will. You and David, mate. Morecambe and Wise of Ambridge.
It must be getting quite serious, then, if she's going away for Christmas with him.
I think it is. The way she talks about him, you know.
It's a shame she couldn't bring him back for Christmas, so we could all meet him.
Maybe she thinks it's a bit too soon for that.
Or it's not serious after all, and she doesn't want to get our hopes up.
Our hopes? Mum, you old matchmaker.
And you're not, I suppose. Surely you can't wait to meet him.
I'm intrigued, naturally.
So why hasn't it happened? Maybe that's a bit suspect.
No, Debbie wants me to meet him.
She says she does.
No, really. She's asked me especially.
Oh, but that's wonderful. Why didn't you tell me?
Well...
When are you going? Before they go away, I hope.
She suggested the end of the month.
Perfect. How exciting.
Mum, I can't possibly go.
Why ever not?
Well, because of the...
Yes?
Well, Rory, I can't just abandon him.
To be spoilt by Brian and Adam and Ian? No, that would be terrible for him.
Well, Ian will be very busy then, and Brian loves Rory, but he isn't so good at the practical side.
Well, it's about time he learnt then. Elizabeth can give him some tips if he's desperate.
Well, I suppose so, but...
That can't be the real reason.
It's one of them.
I hope I'm not the other. I'd be very cross if I am.
I can't just leave you.
Yes, you can.
I can't. If it wasn't for me...
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have someone on call every hour of the day and night. I wouldn't have Jack fed and dressed practically before I've even got up. We wouldn't have our clothes appearing magically washed and ironed.
Oh, Mum.
It's all you're doing. So stop feeling guilty. You've got to go. Someone's got to check out the father of my future great-grandchildren.
It'll be fun for you, Kenton, I'm sure.
I need some milk to pay the rent. A little squirt will do.
No.
If you don't fill my bucket here, it's time to say adieu.
How can she think that he's better than me? He's ruining that line.
Not much to ruin.
What am I supposed to do?
No, you can get a laugh on little squirt. At least I could, anyway.
You what?
Miserably. I know you're only mooing, but you've still got to learn your lines.
I didn't have any till this evening. I was the back legs last week.
Oh, dear. Can we take it again, please?
Messing about with the cast is just madness.
Not if it means you and David steal the show.
Oh, yeah, like that's going to happen.
It will.
I need some milk to pay the rent. A little squirt will do.
No.
If you don't fill my bucket here, it's time to say adieu. I wish we'd never bought that.
Your slapstick scenes are showstoppers. You know, that wallpaper one.
Huh?
If I ever get the chance to tell Linda about them.
No, I like the one where they're cooking better.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, when they're making up the pastry. At least the cookies. Throwing all the eggs and flour about.
I don't think that's as much fun as the paste and the buckets of water.
No, it is. No, you wait and see, it's much funnier. You know, and besides, there's a lot more for the cook to do in that scene. Yeah. No, I tell you, mate, if they won't let me be Dame Trot, then I'm going to knock their blinking socks off with Mr. Pastry. Yeah.
Hello, William.
Hi, Mum. Sorry to bother you at work.
Oh, it's all right. Nothing wrong, is there? No. Quite the opposite, actually.
Good.
I've got the afternoon off.
Oh, that's nice for you.
So, well, I was wondering, would it be all right if I came over to see George?
To keep his cottage?
Yeah. I mean, is he there or...
Oh, yes, yeah. Joe's minding him this morning. That'd be wonderful. Oh, William, he'd be so pleased to see you.
Well, if it's not putting anyone out...
Don't be daft, of course it ain't. No, and I was coming home for dinner anyway to give Joe a hand.
Well, that's all right then. Well, see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you later, look.
Come on, Nick.
Oh, hi, Will.
Hi. Hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, just doing a bit of housework. You can disturb me any time you like from that.
It's just, well, I'm coming over to Ambridge this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I got this afternoon off unexpectedly, so I thought, why not?
Yeah, well, oh, that's great.
I just wondered if you might be free later this afternoon and... I could drop in on my way back.
Oh, yeah, actually, your mum's having the kids after school, so I can do a bit of shopping.
Oh, well, if you've got things planned, then...
No, I meant I was going to Borchester anyway.
Oh, so we could meet up there. Well, have a drink, maybe?
Yeah, that would be great.
There. I think that's everything.
Whoa, you got quite a feast there.
It's a special occasion. William's coming over.
Oh, he's never.
Yeah, he rang just now. He said he'd got the afternoon off and he'd like to come and see George.
Oh, Clary, I'm so pleased for you.
I never thought it was going to happen.
You won't have to keep trekking up to Gloucester now.
Well, don't know about that, but... Oh, if he'd just come for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely for George.
Yeah. Well, let's not jinx it. So I've seen all your posters for the Christmas decorations. What?
Oh, as long as Sabrina brings hers, I'll be happy. Oh, they were so elegant. right, that's £15.65, please, Carrie.
There you go.
Did Eddie tell you I'd got a part in the pantomime?
No, I thought you wasn't going to bother this year.
Oh, Linda asked me.
Oh, that's nice. So who are you?
The giant's wife.
Good, because Oliver's going to be the giant, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's such a gentleman.
He is the giant, eh?
But I don't see him on stage. The giant's just a big pair of hands coming in from the side.
Who is he?
Well, that's what Alistair said. He made them out of foam. He's only got to paint them now.
Well, so does Oliver just wave them around or what?
Oh, no. Alistair's doing that. Oliver's just a recorded voice.
Aww.
But it'll be fun.
Well, I'm glad someone's happy.
Oh, Eddie's not still moaning.
Oh, even more now is Mike's Dame Trot and he's still the cow.
Yes, I heard about that.
Half a cow, really, ain't got no back legs.
Well, I'm sure Linda will find him some.
Oh, you reckon? Who wants to get behind my Eddie?
Yes, thank you, darling. Yeah, I will.
She sounded well, didn't she?
Yes.
And the children thriving?
Yeah, it was nice of her to ring.
Oh, it's just your birthday. Even Kate wouldn't forget that.
No.
Oh, darling, do cheer up.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, 65.
Well, nobody would think you were.
Adam and Ian would. Pipe and slippers, indeed.
Oh, that was a joke present. Mm. They'll bring you a proper one when they come round to babysit tonight.
I know Adam thinks I ought to retire.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Nobody does. Mm. Now, come on and eat your lunch.
I'm not that hungry.
Good. Don't want you to spoil your appetite for our gourmet dinner this evening.
I'm sorry, darling. I'll have snapped out a bit by then.
That's good.
It was nice to hear from Kate.
And you got that pretty card from Alice.
Yes, yeah, I wasn't really expecting that. She sounds so busy, I'm surprised she knows what day of the week it is, let alone the date.
She might even ring you this evening.
Oh, that'd be nice. Did Debbie say anything about ringing when you spoke to her on Sunday?
Oh, I need to ring her, actually. We'll do that after lunch.
Oh, that's lovely, George.
Oh, see if you can finish off the truck now.
He's so pleased to see you.
Oh, I'm pleased to see him. So much better for him here where he's got his toys and everything.
Of course it is.
Much more relaxing. For me too.
Good.
Well, Pat's given me the afternoon off so we can all relax.
Oh, that was kind of her.
Special occasion. So long since you've been home.
You've certainly made a few changes. That new telly, the new settee.
It's a sofa bed, actually.
And Grandad seems well chuffed with his new bedroom. Oh, and his part in the panto, of course. Hey, good truck, mate. You going to make a garage for it?
He's getting so independent, you know.
I know, a big grown-up boy.
And he's getting that excited about Father Christmas coming.
Yeah.
It would be lovely if you could... I mean, well, we have got this sofa bed now.
Yeah, Mum, I'd like to come for Christmas.
Oh, William. Oh, that'd be wonderful. But could you get the time off? Well,
shouldn't be a problem. I could come Christmas Eve and stay Christmas Day till the evening.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I'd need to get back then to be ready for the Boxing Day shoot.
But you'd be here to help George hang up his stocking and see him open his presents in the morning.
Well, I'd be here. Would he, though? Emma might have something to say about that.
Oh, don't you worry, love. You leave Emma to me.
Oh, lovely lunch, Jenny.
Nice and light, I hope.
Just the ticket. So you're thinking about ringing Debbie now?
There's something I need to discuss with you first.
Is there?
Well, you know she asked me to go over there a few weeks ago.
I remember.
Well, she mentioned it again on Sunday. She's really keen for me to meet Marshall.
I suppose the invitation didn't extend to me this time.
Oh, you know it would be difficult for both of us to leave Rory. Anyway, I said no, but I've changed my mind.
Are you going to Hungary?
Mm-hmm. If she's still up for it.
When?
The end of the month, maybe.
So soon?
Well, she's going away for Christmas with Marshall, and it'd only be for a few days.
Is she?
Well, if you're worried about Rory, I'm sure Adam and Ian will help you out.
No, I wasn't thinking about him so much. I'm surprised you'd contemplate leaving your mother.
Oh, she's all for it.
Really?
Oh, practically ordered me to go.
Well, she wouldn't want to stand in your way. And that doesn't necessarily mean...
And we should have found some help for her by then.
Do you think so?
Oh, don't start giving me doubts, darling. It hasn't been an easy decision to make.
I'm sorry, I was just surprised.
Well, me too, but in the end, well, I think Debbie needs me just as much as Mum does.
Yes. Yes, of course she does. I'm sure Peggy will be fine. We all will. You go, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Just wish I could come with you.
So it all went well?
Yeah, it was great. So much better for George to be in familiar surroundings. Better for me too.
Really?
Yeah. Just seemed right, being at home. Very natural.
Oh, I'm glad.
Of course, I didn't see Ed or Emma. That's going to be the real test.
Yeah. Well, you've come such a long way. No need to rush it.
I couldn't have done it without your help.
Oh, that's not true. It's just a matter of time.
No. It was what you said last week that really got me thinking.
Oh, well, if I helped at all,
I'm even thinking of going home for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be great for George.
Yeah. Emma might not be quite so pleased.
No. I've sort of forgotten about her.
She'd want George with her.
Yeah, but...
Plus, it's her first Happy Christmas with my brother.
Oh, don't you take it in turns?
Kind of. Mum thinks it's my turn, actually.
Oh, there you are, then, and it would mean so much to you to go.
I'm not banking on it, but Mum says she'll sort it all out.
Oh, it's a done deal, then.
Well, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I'd back Clary against Emma any day.
Please, Susan, I know it's asking a lot.
Oh, it is.
But if you felt you could back me up on this.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's Georgie I'm thinking about, after all he's been through this year.
After all, Will's put him through.
Well, I know. But it weren't all entirely William's fault.
Well, now, let's not get into that.
No, I'm just saying, it's been hard for George not seeing his dad, and if he could be with him for Christmas.
Oh, I don't know, Clary... Emma had all sorts of plans.
But she can have Georgie for the rest of Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve and Christmas morning that are special, though, isn't it?
Well, they've already had to get used to taking turns.
I suppose so.
And this way, George will be here for the rest of Christmas. Otherwise, he might be up in Gloucestershire.
Oh, that's true. Oh, All right, look, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I'd be so grateful.
I'm not promising anything, though, Clary. It's down to Emma and Ed,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can do me a favour in return.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I've had that husband of yours in here talking about setting up a stall at my Christmas decoration swap to sell stuff.
Oh, no. I thought I'd talked him out of that.
Well, it's not happening, Clary. He's had quite enough out of the swap club.
Yeah, no, don't worry, Susan. No, I'll see he gets the message.
The clue's in the word swap.
Yeah. No, look, he can take it down the car boot. I'm tired of having it hanging round the place.
Mm. Anyway, I hope it'll be fun. And I hope Sabrina comes.
Hang on a minute, Susan. Now, didn't you say Sabrina's already bought her decorations for this year?
Oh, yeah. Purple and silver. I prefer the hot pink and gold. And with any luck...
Yeah, no, but if she's already got no decorations, well, she don't need to swap, do she?
Thanks for the lift.
Oh, it's no trouble. It's on my way back.
Do you want to come in and say hello to Jake and Mia?
Better not. I ought to be getting back, really.
Well, another time, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed seeing them last week.
Oh, they enjoy seeing you. Well, I'd better get in then. Thanks again.
What for?
Meeting me for the drink. You'd had quite an afternoon. I'd have understood if you just wanted to go straight back.
But I needed your advice, didn't I?
What advice?
Ideas for George's Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, well, you can thank Jake for most of them.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to Christmas now. Oh, see you then, Nick.
Yeah. See ya.
Do you want a top-up, Mum?
Yes, perhaps I will.
It should still be hot.
Jack should be back from the day centre soon.
Hmm. Seems to be enjoying his time there. There we are.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's not such a struggle to get him ready now. I think that helps.
Hmm, must do. And it's good that he's getting used to other people helping him.
Why?
Well, for when we get him a new carer.
Well, as I get stronger, maybe
Mom,
I should...
Mum, you need proper help. You said so yourself.
Yes, dear. I'm sure you're right.
Ooh, that's unusually meek of you.
I'll admit I didn't like the idea of you all coming round so much.
Well, only at vital times.
But I have to say it's worked very well. I feel much more rested.
Well, that was the idea.
And Jack seems happier, too.
Mm. And now you can cope with him when he really needs you, can't you?
Yes. I am a bit more fragile than I thought.
I know, Mum. And I know why you didn't want to tell anyone.
Yes. So not a word to Jennifer.
Wouldn't dream of it.
I know her. I've just got to be a bit slow getting out of my chair, and she'll want to cancel her trip.
You know, I'm still amazed you managed to persuade her.
Oh, that hint I got from you meant I got my arguments ready.
Well, I'm glad it helped.
And she wants her to go so much.
Yeah, but she wants to be with you just as much, and that's the problem.
Dear Jennifer, she's always tried to spread herself too thin.
Oh, that's a kind, motherly way of looking at it. I mean, you could say she can't bear to think we can manage without her. But don't worry, I'll be coming over while she's away.
Well, you have to give her credit for all the organising she's done.
Well, I do.
It is nice to know there's someone I can ring in an emergency day or night.
Yeah, well, that was Adam's idea.
And I still got time to myself to relax with Jack.
And that was mine. I'm sure there was something Jenny contributed.
Oh, look at the time. Shouldn't you be getting home now?
Well, there's no rush. Matt's not in this evening.
Isn't he?
No. Another business meeting. I never seem to see him these days.
If you'd like to stay, that's lovely. But Tony's supposed to be coming round later, so...
Oh, he's turned up at last, has he?
Now, that's not fair. He's done his share.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Or if he hasn't been able to, Pat has.
That sounds more like it.
I hope it's him that comes today, though. I want a word with him about the garden.
In the corners, Tom.
Yeah, I know. There, is that clean enough for you?
It'll do, I suppose. Can I leave you to finish up?
If you like.
Only I'm supposed to be helping Mum with Jack this evening. No doubt Jennifer will be standing there with a stopwatch.
If you could wait till we're done here, I'll come with you.
Oh, right. Sure she'd like to see you.
I'd like to see her.
Well, I could give her a ring, say we might be a bit late.
I don't want to hold you up.
Mum won't mind. Just to keep Jennifer off my back.
Good. Oh, I am supposed to be ringing Hannah today, though. And she's not free till after 5.
Well, I'm sure Mum won't mind if you ring from the lodge.
OK, well, let's get this finished then. Hand us that squeegee.
Oh, I'll do that. You run the wash.
Oh, OK.
So, what does Brenda think about this, Hannah?
I don't think she's thought about her at all.
She doesn't mind you working with some fresh young thing?
No, not if it means I come home occasionally.
Good point.
Well, I'm not so tired that when I am at home, I just fall asleep in front of the telly.
I get the picture.
I'm just hoping that I'll like the sound of her. Anyway, it's Jazza she'll be working with, not me.
Oh, maybe he should talk to her too.
You are joking. I want her to come.
I thought Brenda was going to be pretty busy herself.
Yeah, she's got a lot on at college. Mm.
Eddie said Linda offered her a part in the pantomime.
Playing opposite Sabrina Thwaite. Like she was going to do that.
Well, at least it was opposite her, not behind her. Eddie offered me a part too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As the back legs of his cow.
Where did I put them? They must be here.
Lindy, we should be thinking about getting over to the village hall.
Yes, I'm aware of that, Robert, but I can't go until I find my notes.
Oh, can I help?
Well, you could look through these magazines. They might have got in there by mistake.
All right, you are.
I don't want to be late. Really looking forward to rehearsing Kenton and David.
Are you?
Oh, come on now, Robert. Don't sulk. You agreed with me they'll be ideal for the comic duo.
Yes, but I still think Kenton would have made a great day.
He would, but...
And so did you last week.
Well, it was difficult for me to see the bigger picture then.
I thought you trusted me to do that.
And you did a wonderful job.
So good you want to change everything.
Oh, now, you are exaggerating. I've made one tiny adjustment.
With huge knock-on effects.
Well, hardly you. Ah. Here they are.
We still haven't got the back legs of the cow.
Bottom of the pile, of course. Oh, we'll find someone.
Eddie's not very happy about it.
Well, he wasn't very happy before. Now, where's my...
I'm just saying it's been disrupted.
I'm sure I left it in here. Robert, can't you be a bit more positive? I've done so well with the rest of the casting this week. Plus, Kathy's agreed to do front of house.
We still haven't got a Jill?
Well, if you hadn't cast Sabrina Thwaite...
Oh, I see. Another mistake on my part.
Here it is.
I consulted you all the time.
What's he doing under this cushion? Yes, yes, I know you did.
You said it was a masterstroke.
And it was, at the time. Now, finish your keys.
At the time?
House keys. Just a question of seeing the bigger picture, as I said. I've got some perspective on it.
It's a question of you changing your mind and pretending you didn't.
Oh, please, that's not true at all. You did a marvellous job last week.
Well, thank you.
In the circumstances, very trying
circumstances. You got that bit right.
But I think your particular talents are really more suited to stage management.
Fine by me.
Good.
As long as you promise not to interfere with any of those decisions.
You and Alistair have a free hand. I trust you implicitly.
We've been working on a few ideas. In fact, I've got a list of suggestions.
And I'll be happy to look at them.
Well, good, because Alistair said he tried to discuss them with you on Wednesday,
oh,
but you weren't
prepared... Oh, not now, Robert. We're going to be late.
There's not much point in me coming here if Mum won't let me help her with Jack.
Oh, she would have normally. You could see it was a bit fractious.
Well, isn't that exactly when we're supposed to be helping her?
If she needs it. I really think she'd be honest with us now about that.
I hope so.
Oh, and don't worry. She's got plans for you. You won't have a wasted journey.
I suppose it did give Tom time to make his phone call.
Yeah, I must say, I'm a bit surprised at a girl wanting to work with pigs.
What an old-fashioned thing you are. They're very appealing animals.
If you say so.
Intelligent, clean, affectionate.
Yeah, well, mucking them out's not a barrel of laughs, though.
Neither is mucking out horses. You never seem to mind.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's just... I don't know, something like milking cows. I mean, that I can get.
What's the difference?
Well, it's all Thomas Hardy and Kate Greenaway, but a pig girl.
Pig person.
Sounds like something out of Hans Christian Andersen.
Tony, I'm glad you're still here.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere, Mum. Do you still need help with Jack?
Oh, no, he's having a little nap before supper.
Oh, but he's all right?
Yes, he was tired, that's all. Oh. He'll be right as rain once he's had a sleep.
Wish you'd let me help.
It's better that it's just me sometimes.
Anyway, you can help. The garden's looking such a mess.
Yes, I noticed.
Isn't your gardener pulling his weight?
Oh, it's not his fault. He left it looking lovely, but there's been a heavy fall of leaves since.
Certainly looks like it.
And with it being so wet, everywhere so slippery. I'm just worried that Jack will fall when he goes out for one of his little strolls.
Or you might.
Especially since you won't use your stick when you're outside.
Would you? In your own garden? It's bad enough looking like an old lady when I go out.
Well, don't worry, Mum. I'll get it all sorted for you.
Well, if you could just clear the path.
Oh, I'll do more than that. We'll have it all nicely tidied up for the winter.
Oh, are you sure?
If he's offering, Mum, I should take advantage of it.
Oh, sorry I've been so long.
Ah, Tom will help me, won't you?
Kenton, sorry we're late.
Oh, that's all right. David's not here either.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, he's so unreliable.
Oh, well, that's never been my impression.
I think Kenton's teasing you.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's some agricultural crisis problem with a mixer wagon or something.
Oh, dear. That sounds serious.
Well, who knows? He did try to tell me, but it was so boring.
Well, it would help if we knew whether he was coming or not.
He says he'll do his best.
Well, you can read in, Robert.
Well, I was going to give Alistair a hand. He's putting the giant's furniture together today from the last production.
Well, it won't take long.
I'm glad Dave's not here, actually. I've had an idea.
I thought you would. I think being the giant's cook is going to bring out all your comic potential.
That's what you said about him being Dane last week.
Oh, Mike's welcome to her. I mean, she hasn't got any big slapstick scenes, has she?
Exactly. No. Is that what you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, yeah. See, David's majoring on ladders and paste buckets and whatnot.
Yes, Alistair and I had some ideas about that, actually.
But I'm much more interested in your pastry scenes.
Well, yes, one of the great classics, of course.
Yeah, it's much better. You've got eggs, flour...
Clearing up.
They're more than the paste and water. And we have to make the most of both scenes, of course.
You've got rolling pins, mixing bowls. So if we had this giant mixing bowl...
Yes, which... well, you would. You are working for a giant.
Yeah.
So you want me to put that on the props list?
Yeah, and I'd be slinging all this flour and eggs and water in.
But where are we supposed to get a giant mixing bowl?
Oh, Robert, use your imagination, like Kenton is. Yeah.
And I'd sling David in by mistake. And he'd get covered with all the pastry dough. And,
yeah, well, that
and then I'd try and roll him out with a rolling pin.
I suppose that's giant too.
Yeah, hilarious.
Not for David.
Well, there's always a fall guy in a comic duo, of course, but I'm not sure...
And in ours, it's David.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's all marvellous, Kenton, of course, but we do already have a script.
Oh, and another thing. You know this talking harp?
Oh, yes. Bit of a problem there, I'm afraid.
What problem?
Well, we weren't really sure how to do it. We were wondering if you could cut it.
Cut it? No, I can't. It's an integral part of the plot.
Yeah, I thought of a great gag for it.
Honestly, Robert, this pantomime doesn't present the stage management team with any great challenges.
Oh, no. A waterfall, a beanstalk that grows and gets cut down, some giant cooking utensils.
Exactly. I don't think a talking harp is too much to ask for.
Honestly, Gran, I'd love to do it. I think it's a great idea.
Would Sunday afternoon suit you, Mum?
Well, yes, but...
I'll get Brenda to come too.
Bit of fresh air will do us all good.
I'm sure Helen would be up for it.
Oh, great. I don't see much of her these days.
Well, because you're working so hard. You really don't need to spend your weekends doing my garden.
Oh, it won't take long. Not with everybody pitching in.
No, it'll be fun.
Mm. And you'll have a garden you can be proud of when you look out the window.
Yeah, we know how much it upsets you to see it looking a mess.
Oh, thank you. But if you've still got problems with your pigs, Tom...
Maybe not for too much longer.
Oh, yes. How'd the phone call go?
Did you like your little pig girl?
Yes, I did, actually. She seemed very bright. Enthusiastic.
Sounds just what you're looking for.
Mm, you obviously clicked. Always good to work with someone you like.
Oh, I hope so. I've invited her down for an interview next week.
What? Expenses paid? That won't come cheap.
I want to be sure, Dad. After what happened with Gary...
I hope you like her as much in person as you did on the phone.
So do I, Gran. So do I.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.